Yes, Chris, well, the final score today was City of Derry 8, Sunday 12-15. This was Derry's 16th game in that All-Ireland League, and they came away with a losing bonus point today, which at least is something to have in that column. Obviously, the game that the only other victory they had was Harlequins, but then they lost those 5 points because of conceding the game to Dungannon. The two games left, as I said before, next week they're away to Harlequins, and then they finish off what has been pretty horrendous season for them with Wanderers coming here in a fortnight's time. I think the one thing to mention from today's game was the enthusiasm that that young Derry team played with. Certainly, you know, it was good to see that whenever a ball was turned over or a big tackle was made, the guys were supporting each other, and certainly that augurs well possibly for next year, because it's going to be a long, hard race again next year when you drop down to Division 2C, because there's a lot of hard physical sides in that particular league, and certainly from Derry's point of view, they've got to recruit some players, because at the moment the squad they've got would probably still find it difficult in Division 2C. Sunday's well, of course, they rely on third from bottom in this league. That gives them another 4 points, and I think takes them up to 30. Well clear of Harlequins, who are second bottom and will go into the playoffs. And obviously Derry are automatically relegated now at that time. It was Wales who started off reasonably strongly. A very, very strong win today, but it was dry overhead conditions, but bitterly cold, as a lot of spectators found out after about half an hour. But certainly the opening exchanges were pretty enthusiastic, but after 8 minutes it was the visitors who took the lead. Derry conceded a penalty. They kicked out to 5 metres from the line. They set the line up very well, and a couple of pieces of driving by the forwards, and eventually it was Ian Murphy, the Roosehead prop, who got over 5-0. O'Riordan at the right half from a very wide angle had really no chance in the wind, and the ball sailed wide of the post. They then increased their lead on 15 minutes when there was a counter move from about the halfway line near the clubhouse, but they used virtually the full length of the pitch, and their centre Owen Geary had a man over, but he decided to go himself. He finished. That was 10-0, a conversion again missed. But Derry then, on the half-hour mark, had a spell just before that where they turned over a well ball, and they got the ball back, blew it left, and good passing and handling. So young out half, Conor Gill, he touched down, had made it 10-5, and that was the score at half-time. Things didn't look so good for Derry about 4 minutes after the restart, whenever they give away another penalty. It was a 20-minute line, 20 metres out, but a very, very good line-out control, and eventually it was hooker Conor Stokes who got over 15-5. At this stage, of course, Wales looking for a fourth try and a bonus point, but that didn't happen, and on the 50 minutes there was a tremendous breakout by David Graham, who was standing back on the pitch. He really was the one player who looked as if he could score. He made a lot of ground, but unfortunately the support was there, but they got stopped about 5 metres from the line, and that scoring opportunity went. But they did come back then again strongly. They got a penalty in the 22, virtually in front of the post, and sensibly they took the penalty. It was Graham who stroked it over, making it 15-8. But straight from the restart, Derry gave away a penalty. O'Riordan had a great chance to get another penalty for his team, but for some unknown reason, from in front of the post, he pulled it wide, and that was a bit of a let-off, and also, as it turned out, it let Derry have a losing bonus point. 65 minutes, well, again, looked as if their bonus point was on hand. They were probably a wee bit too lax. Their forwards were driving to the line, and I think they thought they were over and lost control, but the referee said it was held up, and that didn't happen. Constant pressure in the last 10 minutes from Sunday's well through scrums, penalties. It finished with about 4 or 5 penalties inside the Derry 22, but they could not get over, and obviously they'll go back to Cork tonight happy with their 4 points, but probably would have liked to have scored that fourth try. From Derry's point of view, defensively in that last 20 minutes, it was very heartening for them, the fact that they didn't concede another score and at least came away with a losing bonus point. But it's been almost the end of what has been a terrible season for City of Derry. But as I said earlier in my report, I have to say that it was delighted to see the enthusiasm of the players, and certainly they didn't, you know, they realised that maybe there's something to build on. 2 games left, they might as well give it their all. It doesn't really matter now what happens in the final 2 games. It's a good chance maybe to see if there's any young boys in the club who would be worth a game just to see. Looking forward to next year, because this season is gone. They're relegated, they're down in Division 2C next year. So it's a matter of positive thinking as regards the league next year and what's going to happen. Final score here from Judges Road in All-Ireland League Division 2B, City of Derry 8, Sunday's Well 15.